No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today I'm here with the one and only T Grizzly.
What's the deal?
How you feeling, man?
Good, bro. Good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you back. I feel like the biggest thing that's changed since we last spoke to you is that, what, you're no longer on probation?
Yeah, parole. No longer on parole.
Parole.
Yeah.
So how's that feel?
Feel good. I left the country a couple times.
Where'd you go?
I went to Paris, Mexico, and I'm working on getting into London now.
Really?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on finally getting to leave the country? Because you've had a wild rap career for the past few years, but you just never really got to step outside the country lines.
It was a crazy-ass experience, bro. Like, the air just different. The whole vibe just different with that shit, you know?
Mm.
And they knew who I was, so that fucked me up, too. You know, shit just was... I was happy to be there.
Definitely.
I ain't never think I was going to go there in my life. So to finally be there, that shit was crazy.
Could you handle the food?
Hell no, that food was weak as hell.
Food like, was nasty. Which countries were fucked up?
All of them. Don't know other countries got no good food.
What do you mostly eat that you couldn't get out there?
I couldn't get no soul food. I couldn't get no macaroni, yams.
Definitely true.
I couldn't get no motherfucking good fried chicken.
Mm.
You feel me? No good burgers.
I mean, there's some good spots overseas and shit, but a lot of places in Europe and shit, it's just they got dry ass, crusty little bread for like breakfast.
Even if they do got shit that you used to, the shit tastes different. Mm. You feel me? They got whole different processing over there type shit. You feel me? So
yeah, and they just don't like dump butter and sugar into their shit like we do. Like we want our shit live, lit.
Next time I'm taking a cooler with some ice. Take some TV dinners over there, motherfucker. Some pack some noodles or something.
You can usually get fries wherever you go. That's one thing I noticed.
Yeah.
Or like a trash piece of pizza.
Yeah.
What's up with this TV show thing that you're doing? Is this official yet? Do the people know about this?
Which one?
The it's like a dinner.
Dinner with Grizzly.
Yes.
No, I ain't put it out there yet. I just been recording it.
Okay.
You feel me?
But what's the idea of this? Because I'm recording this with you tomorrow.
Basically, just coming out and kicking it, having dinner. You know what I'm saying? Real. Intimate setting with people to really just talk
right
about whatever, you feel me, all that type of shit. We can talk about a time a nigga got put out the library, anything.
Wait, you got kicked out the library
once before?
What did you do in the library? My mom's a librarian, so that's kind of close to home.
I didn't really do nothing much. I was just on a computer, you feel me. You know, you gotta have a library card to get on a computer type shit. So I was just in that bitch. I found out how to get in there off the administrator password type shit. I was just on that bitch all day on Crushbot and MySpace and shit just all day.
Yeah. See, my mom was a librarian, so she like was there when like people first started like going on computers and going on the internet in the library. And I remember that she like would just come home and just every day she'd have a different story about somebody masturbating to the internet porn in the library.
That shit crazy.
They would just be crazy. Going for it. They had no idea. That's not allowed, I guess.
I caught my little brother doing some crazy shit. I'm like, bro, what is them napkins by the motherfucking computer for? And the lotion, like, that nigga was crazy.
You had to call him out, even though it's like jerking off is a pretty natural part of being an adult.
Yeah.
But you had to still.
But still, you can't get. It's also another part of it is not getting caught.
Mm.
If you get caught, it ain't okay.
That's very true, yeah.
You
no face, no case.
Bingo.
We were posted up outside, and we didn't even realize that the SUV outside had you posted up in there smoking cigarettes for like hours before this interview actually started. You guys were out there for at least an hour.
We was out there for about 30.
Okay.
We was doing these little, we was going back and forth about these songs and shit like.
Oh, okay.
Who got the best diss song ever?
Really?
You feel me?
What was in contention?
One person played Ether, one person played Hit 'Em Up, one person played this one song. I ain't gonna talk about it.
It's a little too deep. It's a little too deep.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you consider yourself? That's interesting because I feel like a lot of the rappers that I know are not really like hip hop heads enough to the point where they're having real conversations about fucking diss songs and like who is the best of the certain era and shit.
Yeah. We just on some in a car shit, having fun in the car type shit, debating.
Mm.
You feel me? We all right. Who was the better singer, Whitney Houston or Beyonce? It could be anything. We just having a little car shit. You know.
Right. Damn, I wonder if Beyonce, like, if her career would be a lot different if she was doing as much coke as Whitney Houston was doing.
Probably so.
Probably would be a little different, yeah. Do you feel like you, like, learn a lot about your music and how good your music is from that car listen? Because it's very different than, like, the studio version of listening to your own shit.
It's different in a car for sure.
Mm.
It's different in a car when you ride to, especially when you're going a certain speed limit. Mm. Going faster make anything better.
Mm.
You feel me? So that's how that should be.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like in the studio, it's kind of like with those crazy speakers, like anything could sound kind of good.
Yeah.
But when you hear music on a laptop speaker is when you really know if it's good or not.
Right. When it ain't as loud, that's how you know if it's good. Like, anything gonna sound good loud as fuck.
Yeah.
You feel me? But if you play some shit like at medium volume, that's what me and Big Sean just had the same conversation.
Mm.
We in the studio, we just did a song, and the engineer was playing it real loud. He like, no, I turn it down, like, medium level.
Right.
And if it still sounds sweet, then we know we got something.
Is that your first time linking up with Big Sean in the studio recently?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was cool. It was cool.
How'd that happen?
He was in the city, and me and him was in Detroit at the same time. And he just told me to pull up to the studio.
Hell yeah.
You feel me? It was good, because just seeing somebody that come from the same place you come from.
Right.
On a certain level. I don't really see too many successful Detroit people in the music industry.
Definitely.
You feel me? So to see that was cool.
When I... With someone like him, I feel like when you were growing up, you probably saw him as like larger than life. Like that's like a completely different level of rapper in terms of what you could potentially accomplish.
I ain't gonna lie, I was dumb when I was younger. You feel me?
You were a hater?
No, I wasn't no hater, but I only wanted to hear street shit.
Mm.
I only wanted to hear street shit from Detroit. I don't give a fuck about no industry niggas. Oh, you say a nigga from Detroit made it out? Let me hear it. Yeah, that I want to hear that street shit.
Mm.
You feel me? But as I got older and as I gained more respect for the craft, I start fucking with this shit. Like, no, he really cold for real.
Especially right now, it feels like everybody who's popping off out of Detroit is on some straight grimy ass street music shit. Like, that's just what it is out there.
That's our sound. Mm. It's going to sound like that. You feel me? Because Detroit ain't a fun place. Not a tourist city. It ain't people being there coexisting. Everybody happy. None of that. Niggas is getting killed. Niggas is selling drugs. Niggas is trying to get some money. And niggas is in the streets. Mm. Everything that come with the streets is going on in Detroit 24/7.
Mm.
So the music that come out of that is going to sound like that.
Definitely.
You feel me?
Are you spending less time there now that you're off parole? Are you able to like move out and like be around different?
I ain't spend a lot of time there. Mm. I go there, creep through, pull up on the people I need to pull up on. You know what I'm saying? See who I need to see, then I'll be right back on.
You can play shows in Detroit?
Yeah, for sure. I just sold out a show in Detroit.
Really?
Yeah.
How many people came?
I don't even know. I know it was sold out, though.
That must have been wild as hell, though.
Yeah,
you played there a lot of times, though, at this point?
I think I only did Detroit like 4 times my whole career.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it all been arenas, though.
Really?
You feel me? So.
That's lit as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay, so... I think the last time I talked to you, I asked you how your life was going to change when you got off parole, and you said that you might start smoking weed.
Right.
Has that actually played out?
It played out. It played out. It ain't play out good, though.
You didn't like it?
I thought I was in hell. I'm like, I got to looking around like, man, the devil in this bitch somewhere, dog.
Really? Where were you? Just in the studio or something?
I was at home.
Uh-huh.
I was at home. I got real hot. My heart was beating fast. I'm like, damn, I'm about to die in this bitch.
Off of backwood?
Off of wood. No, it wasn't even off of wood. It was off of pre-roll.
Oh, shit.
Off of pre-roll.
You never know what's in there.
I'm like, man, I'm about to die in this motherfucker, man.
Holy shit. But that has that kept you away from it since then?
Yeah. Because I get the same high every time.
Right.
I get the same high. I don't give a fuck what kind of weed it is. I get the same high. I get scared thinking I'm about to die, hear my heart beating. I want to be in the house. The moment I realize I'm high, I want to be sober right then and there.
Right.
Like, damn.
You don't think you smoke too much? You might have smoked that whole pre-roll. You could have just took a hit or two.
Nah, I can't lie. Every time I smoke the whole blunt.
Right.
I do that.
Because it just tastes good and you just want to keep going.
Nah, I just want to get high. I'm like, let me see what this shit really talking about. You feel me? But that shit ain't for me. You feel me?
Yeah.
That shit ain't for me.
Damn, you got to get on the edibles or some shit.
I got to do something, bro, because niggas be looking like they having too much fun.
Yeah, off the weed, they act like it's more fun than it is.
That shit looks sweet in the club. You icy, music going crazy. You got a wood, the smoke. That shit looks sweet.
I feel like a lot of people are smoking weed in the club just because they don't want to look like they're as bored as they actually are.
Right. That might be what it is.
They don't have nothing else to do, you know?
Or they'll just be standing there.
Yeah.
Nigga don't just want to stand there, so you're going to constantly roll up type shit.
Yeah.
I thought about that before. But with me, I think I need to smoke Reggie's or something. Because this new shit too strong.
How many years did you go without smoking because of the parole and jail and all that shit?
I never smoked, though.
Oh, you knew when you were younger, really?
Never smoked. I had one incident where I smoked. And I was at the house. I mean, I was at my man's house.
Uh-huh.
We smoked or whatever. I'm like, I'm about to go home. I'm hot as fuck walking home. I get to putting snow on my face, all type of shit, trying to get sober. You feel me? So as soon as I see my house, it's like 7-8 cars outside. I'm like, damn, my whole family over here, they about to see me high. I know they gonna want to say something to me and shit.
Yeah.
So I got this girl number earlier that day. You feel me? This cold girl. I couldn't wait to finesse my little text messages to her.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing more than I'm doing and everything. So boom. I call. I'm calling my sister. I'm like, let me call my sister. Tell her open the door. I call her sister. I'm like, listen, don't tell Granny. Don't tell nobody I'm here. I don't want to get in trouble. Come open the side door and I'm just gonna go straight in the basement. She like, what is you talking about? Whole time, it's the girl number who I got from earlier type shit.
Bro.
Who I was trying to impress. And I see like, oh, this nigga scared of his grandma type shit. Fuck my whole play up. Couldn't call her no more.
What the fuck? You didn't try to make it work after that?
No, it was off with. She got to tell the motherfuckers about it type shit. You know, I used to be playing some tough shit. Like, now I don't get whoopings, nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Holy fuck. That's pretty incredible right there. What about this new project that you're doing with Timbaland?
Oh, yeah. Scriptures. June 7th.
How'd that come about?
So, I linked up with Kanye West. And throughout me and him working, I met Timbaland.
How did you meet up with Kanye? That's a good question to start with.
Okay, so you know me and YNW, Melly cool.
Yeah.
Kanye wanted to link with Melly. And Melly went over to Kanye crib. And I'm like, I ain't just gonna pull up because I wouldn't want no nigga to pull up if I call you over here.
Right.
Feel me? So call me when you're done so we can go finish what we doing. He like, shit, no, he wants you to pull up. So I pull up. He like, let me hear some of that new shit, Kanye. I'm like, damn, I can't even believe this nigga know me.
Right.
Feel me? Play this shit. He like, yeah, that shit crazy. That shit hard. Nigga, we need to work.
Right.
I'm like, come on. So we got to working for like a week straight. You feel me? I'm canceling shows and everything. And
really?
This is yay.
Just locked in with Kanye? Just what was the, was it, you were just making crazy music, just writing huge amounts of shit?
Every day, all day, we in the stew.
Wow.
You feel me? We're jumping on the jet, going to see some shit. So he like, we about to go to Miami tomorrow. I'm like, all right, bet, I'm going to get my ticket. He like, no, I'm going to put you on a plane. We're going to get there. I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm like, what airport? I mean, what's the airline and shit? He like, what you talking about? This nigga ain't flew at an airport in so long, he don't even know what I'm talking about. I end up finding out I'm about to be on a jet.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, fuck it, let's get it.
Yeah.
Went to Miami, got in the studio. Timbaland was in there working with him. And I played some shit I was doing. Timbaland was fucking with it. Me and Timbaland got to building having conversations.
Right.
And I'm like, man, I want you to do my album.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking he gonna say no because he's so busy, this Timbaland, you feel me?
Right.
He was like, shit, nigga, let's do it.
Timbaland needs that, though. I feel like Timbaland, that's a good look for him to be working with, like, a younger, like, street artist who's more new, relevant, that type of thing, you know?
Yeah. And Timbaland really cold, though. Like, when you hear this bitch, you ain't even gonna be believing Timbaland produced some of this shit.
Really?
Feel me? I be letting niggas hear it. They be like, who made that beat? I be like, Timbaland, they talk about nigga, the Timbaland? Yeah. They like, damn, he got it.
That's crazy. Is it hard to go back to a normal life after being on the jet with Kanye, zipping around, doing whatever the fuck he feels like doing?
Oh, it ain't never hard for me, because I'm aware of my life. I'm aware of who I am. They ain't gonna get to my head.
Uh-huh.
I never be like, I was on the jet with Ye. I'm better than this shit.
Right.
Feel me?
Definitely.
I ain't never been that type of nigga.
Is that like a continuing relationship with Kanye and shit? Is like, or do you think we're ever gonna see any of the work that you put in when you were in the studio with him?
So, we talk on a regular basis.
Okay.
Feel me? Regular basis like mean, okay, every other day, feel me, 3 times a week type shit.
Right.
Not even on no music shit, just like sending positive energy your way, hope all is well. Some shit like that, you feel me?
That's fire. Do you ever, how would you feel if something that you wrote in the studio with Kanye, if Kanye just came to you and was like, yo, I love that verse, but I want to do it?
I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at it.
That's got to be a good ass check. That's kind of, that's legendary as fuck.
You feel me? I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. It's good to know.
Be happy, actually, that somebody of that caliber would want to use some shit that I did. That let me know I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
Because I can always make some hard shit.
Definitely.
Feel me?
That'd be crazy. Well, imagine writing a verse like for Kanye. Do you feel like you would be capable of that? Like, hypothetical situation, a big ass artist like him comes to you and is like, yo, I want you to write a verse for me. You think you'd be able to put yourself in his mind state?
Hell yeah. I for sure would. I could put myself in anybody's mind state. Like, I can adapt. I done been around all type of people.
Mm.
You know, I could read people.
What if you, like, rap something about how fat your girl's ass is, something about Kim, and then all of a sudden he's just like, he looks at it and he's like, what? You looking at my girl's ass?
I'd be like, no, but I heard about it, though. I wasn't sure.
I heard something.
I'd be like, no, I heard about it, so that's why I put it there. If it ain't true, I'd take it out.
Yeah, Kanye got to have a good sense of humor to a certain extent, right?
Yeah, no, he cool.
How'd you and Melly end up hooking up in the first place?
Because I was fucking with his shit. Before it really took off, I was fucking with it, and he had came to my show at Rolling Loud one day. And I was like, what up? Embraced him. You feel me? He like, damn, I didn't know you knew who I was. We exchanged numbers. ever since then, we've just been working, locked in ever since.
Definitely. You felt like you guys got along good when you were in the studio and all that shit? He didn't smoke weed when I was in the studio with him. I think he might have started after that, but...
He ain't never started smoking weed.
Really?
He'll fuck with the Hennessy a little bit.
But yeah, he was drunk as hell when I was in the studio with him.
Yeah. We got a lot of songs together. We got good chemistry in the studio.
Definitely.
Yeah.
How you feel about the Free Melly movement? A lot of people got shit for just saying Free Melly. People acting like somebody's automatically guilty when they get charged with something.
I mean, the media gonna believe anything. I mean, the people gonna believe anything the media tell them.
Mm.
You feel me? For example, if they post a picture of a dude and say this man raped and killed 20 young girls, everybody gonna be like, damn, he did that whole ass shit. He a savage. He a monster. Whole time, he didn't even do it. This could be an experiment to see how people gonna react.
Mm.
You feel me? People just gonna react to what they hear.
Yeah.
It ain't even gotta be true.
And you've seen plenty of people on rap who've like had crazy ass articles saying that they did this, this, and that. Everybody says they want him canceled, fuck that dude, blah, blah, blah. And then they don't end up doing a day in jail, they get off, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's like you gotta wish for the best for people that you have relationships with or that you're cool with, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You have a good time at Rolling Loud?
Yeah, Rolling Loud was hype. Rolling Loud was lit as hell.
Yeah. Well, how'd you feel about like the reaction you got from that audience, the SoundCloud rap kids, we assume, or I don't know, the Florida kids in general?
They fucking with me. I had the whole crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I had like literally the whole crowd, as far as you could see, was fucking with me. You know, I feel like it was a success. I feel like next time around, it'll be better though.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because now that I'm off the papers and shit, I could be more consistent.
Mm.
You know, so.
Your Instagram caption said, I told Rolling Loud I wouldn't perform without the glizzy on me.
Yeah.
You might have said gun.
Yeah, I said gun. Because I had the water guns. They're like, what y'all doing to them? I'm like, we ain't going in unless we bring these in. That's right. Just what it is.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, all right, come on.
That shit was crazy, though. How you feel about, like, the fact that they had the cops just posted up there? It seemed like it was just all a setup, that they just embedded themselves.
They targeted niggas.
Yeah.
You feel me? They targeting them boys down there. Definitely. All the niggas that being in the videos with guns and all the niggas that's doing good. Any and everybody who they feel like they can get some points off of, they gonna do it. You feel me? That's why I get in, get up out of there.
Yeah, oh, you just dipped in, dipped out. It was like fucking nonstop. You just look like cops that were like military type cops posted up all over the place.
I seen the big ass green truck to my special operations. I'm
yeah.
Like, fuck they come from?
So crazy. You just see them like lurking around after people's shows and shit, trying to find them and stuff. That was scary.
Shit crazy.
So I hear you have been pushing the prison reform thing now because your sister and your mom are both locked up?
Just my mama.
Oh, okay.
What was my mom and my little brother.
Oh, your little brother. Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. And you were posting, I seen the picture you posted of your mom on Mother's Day and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
What's she in for?
They say she was selling bricks and all this other drug shit.
Like mother, like son.
Yeah, but that's what they say.
Right. How long she been in for?
She been in for 8 years now.
8 years? Holy shit.
Yeah.
How many more she got?
She got left, so she was sentenced to 25 altogether. That's why I say she got life, 25 years of life. But a lot of laws passed, and they did a lot of bullshit in her case.
Right.
And we've been having lawyers on that, you know. And she back in court now trying to get this shit to where she can get immediate release.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. So is this something that you've always kind of had in mind, that you wanted to be more vocal about how fucked up the prison system is?
I never really knew about it till I went.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And once I went, I was just like, this shit is crazy. You feel me? Like, the guards think they got to add to your punishment. They talking to you any kind of way, treating you any kind of way. They beating your ass and that bitch, all type of shit.
Right.
And I'm just looking like, us being in prison, being away from our family, not being able to get no money, our life being put on pause while we continuously aging is our punishment. That's our punishment. Y'all ain't here to punish us.
Yeah.
Y'all got a job. Y'all get a check. Y'all come to work and go home. It don't say in the job description to make their life more miserable while they in that bitch.
Mm.
These niggas got kids. Ain't seeing their kids. I was in that bitch with niggas. They mama died. It's crazy for your mama to die while you locked up.
Right.
You feel me?
And it's just crazy because it feels like a lot of people, like, they're in it. That's all they can think about for years while they're locked up. And then they get out and they just choose to just immediately forget about it. And now we're kind of seeing the trend change a little bit where people want to be more vocal about how fucked up the system is and raise awareness.
That'd be only some people.
Mm.
No, I done seen niggas get out and be back next week.
Right, yeah.
You feel me? But with me, I know that they ain't tearing that motherfucker down when I get out.
Right.
When I get out, they not demolishing all the prisons. Them bitches still gonna be there.
Definitely.
So whenever you do some old dumb shit, it's still here for you.
And you having family members in there, it's just like a constant reminder.
Yeah. I got family members in there that's coming home that ain't never seen this type of life before.
Really?
So I'm excited about showing them that.
What does your mom think about everything that you accomplished over the past couple of years?
She still can't believe it. My little brother still can't believe it. Really? I can only tell them what's going on. They be like, damn, that's crazy. But it ain't really hit them yet because we never saw this type of shit. Mm. So I know that once they see it, it's going to be a different story.
That's like the ultimate dream. That's like all that they could ever have like hoped for before they got locked up and shit.
Yeah.
What's up with your brother, though? How long is he in for?
He's supposed to do 5 years.
Okay.
Right. But I'm hoping that he only do those 5 years because the way he interacting, he might have to do longer than 5 years.
Really?
Feel me? So hopefully he come home in 2020. He got locked up in 2015. I got 5 years.
Do you feel like there's an extent to which like the public wants to see you be like, you know, a community advocate to a certain extent? They want to see you doing like positive shit for the community on top of just doing the music and shit?
I ain't gonna lie, the public want to see some dumb shit. The public want to see some trolling shit. The public want to see some goofy ass shit. Mm-hmm. That's all they really give a fuck about. They say they want to see all that other good shit because it sound good and that's what you're supposed to say. Mm. And you know, that's following the norm. You feel me? That's following what's right. But deep down in their heart, they gonna go watch the video of a nigga getting killed more times than they can go watch a video of a nigga doing something or speaking out to somebody.
Mm.
Feel me? So,
because like nothing at Rolling Loud is making headlines besides like the dumb shit. People getting arrested, blah, blah, blah. There's all kinds of people who are playing their first big show. Like, you know, all these like happy stories you could be telling from that environment. But then what does everybody end up gravitating towards is all the bullshit that happens.
Yeah. They ain't talk about how artists that never did a show, first show was at Rolling Loud and he had the crowd turn.
Yeah.
You feel me? They gonna talk about a nigga going to jail for 3 hours.
Right. Definitely. All right, so what else you got going on? Or like what you been up to lately with this new project? You're super excited about it?
Yeah, I'm very excited about the project. You feel me? That's what I've been working on. I just bought a house, so I've been working on getting my house together.
House where?
In Georgia.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And just working on my album, that's it.
Beautiful.
Feel me? I'm trying to get my cars wrapped. I done fucked my Hellcat up.
Really?
So now I gotta wait till that get repaired to get it wrapped.
What, you got in some crazy ass accident?
Not even that. I'm pulling out the parking lot and down there scraped something.
Right.
You feel me? And it just fucked up a part that's just like complicated. It fucked up a complicated part on the car. So now I'm waiting on that to get back so I get all my cars wrapped.
Damn. Daily struggle being T Grizzly.
Yeah.
Shit, it happens. All right, well, yo, I appreciate you coming through. I appreciate you having us on the cooking shit tomorrow, or the dinner date show, whatever the fuck it's called. Dinner with Grizzly.
Dinner with Grizzly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gonna be talking about everything in that motherfucker.
That's gonna be exciting. How you pick the Instagram models that you got there?
I don't even pick them.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? I like, you know who not to bring in this motherfucker. You feel me?
You have somebody on your team though that is in charge of picking out the Instagram models? Because like, what if you walk in and there's one that you already fucking had an affair with?
Nah, that do run across me. Do you know this person?
Mm.
You feel me? And if I done did something with them, or if I know the person, I'll be like, no, I'm straight. Don't bring them. I don't want shit to be awkward.
Right.
You feel me? Or I done stopped texting this person. I don't want it to be awkward.
Yeah. You feel me? But, no, definitely. I had a girl text me, like, she said, ask T Grizzly how my pussy felt.
She said that?
Yeah.
Who?
I probably shouldn't say. You probably don't want me to say.
No, I don't.
She really said that, though. I didn't even have it in me to respond. I'm like, that's the gayest text I ever heard.
Damn, that's crazy. I don't remember so shit.
No, you probably don't remember. All right. Well, hey, T Grizzly and this bitch, I appreciate you. Everybody go fuck with all the new music, new projects on the way.
Yeah, gang shit, man. Appreciate you for having me again,
hey,
bro.
Hey, do you ever get a DM back from Nikki?
Nope. I got a comment back from her, though.
Really?
Yeah, I comment on her page. She comment back. I say, as long as you happy, I'm happy. You feel me? She coming back to little kissy faces. So she knows what the fuck going on.
She knows what's going on. She got a man now, though.
That's just a little obstacle. Small thing to a giant.
He ain't rapping like T Grizzly, so fuck it. No.
No, shout out to him. I commend him.
Yeah.
But
he's got a tough job.
Yeah.
That's a lot of woman.
You gave me some weed last time, right?
Yeah.
You still got that going on?
I think we probably definitely got some weed. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to find it right now. We'll roll up.
All
right,
bet.
Beautiful. Appreciate you, man.
It's on.
Hey.